She forced herself forwards, retracing her steps towards Arlo's grave. As she approached, something stopped her cold. The tulips. They were gone from the vase she'd carefully arranged them in not more than 20 minutes ago. Broken stems and bright colour heads were strewn across the slate chips, the petals torn and trampled into the dirt. Storm froze, her breath catching in her throat. The devastation was deliberate. There was no mistaking it. Whoever had done this hadn't just removed the flowers, they'd destroyed them. Her gaze darted around the grave, taking in every detail. The blue slate she'd just tidied was also disturbed, clumps scattered messily over the surrounding grass. A few of the twigs she collected earlier were back, as if someone had tossed them there on purpose. This wasn't random. It couldn't be. Storm's hands clenched into fists, trembling with anger, fear, and something deeper she couldn't name. She dropped to her knees, carefully picking up the shredded flowers one by one, her fingers shaking as she tried in vain to salvage whatever she could of them. But there was no fixing this. She sat back on her heels, staring at the ruined grave. For a long moment, she stayed there, motionless, before lifting her gaze and scanning the cemetery again. It looked empty, silent. The sensation of being watched had now gone, but she hadn't been imagining it earlier. She knew that now.